Knowledge must be earned, Tenno. I will share what I know, but you must prove yourself deserving.
Welcome to a Cephalon Squared mini-episode, injecting more Warframe into your week. Here are your Cephalons, Greg and Lucas.
Welcome to the second episode of our mini modding special Cephalon data dump. We haven't even I haven't figured out an intro to these things, but welcome anyway to Cephalon Squared's second mini episode. My name is Cephalon Greg, and I'm joined by Cephalon Lucas. How are you, good sir?
Good. Good. It's good to be here. It's been a trial in the last couple of days, but yeah, another good recording. Let's get into this. It's going to be awesome.
Woo! Warframe! Sorry, everyone. Okay, so before we get started into this week's modding topic, we do have a little bit of mini news. So the mini news that I like to cover in these little mini episodes is only something that's super, super important that needs to be brought up during the week. Any other news that happens gets left to the regular episodes. So this week, this morning, actually, Australian time, probably yesterday, everywhere else, Digital Extremes mentioned that DevStream 118 is coming this week, Friday for the US and the Northern Hemisphere, and Saturday for us here in Down Under, I guess. And with that, something I'm super excited for, and I know Lucas is as well, first look at Garuda.
Oh yes, this is going to be so good.
Yeah, I can't wait. She looks glorious.
She does.
Glorious.
I'm getting a Valka Zephyr vibe from her. So this is best of both worlds here.
Okay, that's one way of putting it. And you're right. You're not wrong about saying what you're saying. I'm envisioning that realistically we've probably only got there's three more dev streams if they're happening every 2 weeks, that is, before the Switch comes out. So realistically, I would imagine, but not necessarily, but I would imagine that Fortune is going to come out prior to that. So I reckon we've only got a couple of dev streams left. Do you think we're actually going to see her move, her kit, this week, or do you think they're just going to show her off?
Well, I want to be a little bit optimistic and say that we're going to see some of the kit, but at the same time, there's a part of me that's just saying, that's just thinking that as this is the first look, they're not going to be showing off any abilities.
Yeah, it's really hard to say, but there's only a couple of dev streams until she's released, so interesting.
Well, she was originally planned to come out with Fortuna. However, they have mentioned that some parts of Fortuna won't get released straight away, so she may be one of those parts.
She may be. Yeah, that's a good point, actually. Very good point, and we may find that out either this week or in an upcoming something or other. So either way, I'm still excited about seeing her this weekend. So that's the mini news for this week. This week, we're looking at modding snipers. Now, you might think, okay...
Snipers? What are snipers?
They're weapons. Primary weapons. You might think that snipers and rifles and things like that, there's not a massive difference between them, and you know, you wouldn't be terribly wrong, because a lot of the main damage mods that you're using with them are the same between rifles and snipers. But realistically, because of what snipers are and what they do, they are a bit more specialized. So they're long range weapons, they are generally single shot, high damage. So high damage on a single shot, and you know, long range, high accuracy, low reload speed, low firing speed. In general, of course, there are a whole bunch of different snipers, but that's sort of how it all sort of plays out. Of course, you probably know what snipers are. They're in every single video game that has guns in them, and they're no real different here in Warframe. One thing that probably we should point out that maybe a lot of newer players haven't really figured out is you can actually aim, of course you can aim snipers, but you can zoom them as well. So most snipers will have more than one zoom level. And so you should figure out what the button is on your particular platform. All right. So anything else to add about snipers that I missed?
General. Just adding onto that that zooming in feature. A lot of the sniper rifles actually get increased crit chance with their zoom in. And I think it was, there's one in particular, I think it was the Rubico, actually gets increased crit damage when zoomed in also. So, yeah, a little bit of an extra thing. Yeah.
Very, very good to know. All right. So when you're modding sniper rifles, you want to go with the standards. And there's only really two standard damage mods for rifles. I'm probably missing something, but let's just say that. Serration, of course, which is just your standard damage mod, and Split Chamber, which is your multi-shot mod. Have I forgotten a set mod that that has damage for rifles?
It's actually possible. No, I think you're good.
Yeah, I think there's no... I know there's one for pistols. Anyway, Serration and Split Chamber are the main rifle mods that you want to put on there. If there is one that I've missed, I will pick that up when we do rifles, which is probably next week anyway. Yeah.
Vigilante armaments. There you go. An extra boost to multi-shot.
Just multi-shot, exactly. And that's another one that I use quite often. So, you know what multi-shot is. It's basically doubling the amount of bullets that's fired each time you fire the weapon. So it's doubling the damage, essentially, if it's 100%. So multi-shot is important. Damage is important. And of course, then we have... status and crit. I'll let you take over, Lucas.
Okay, so for the crit side of things, we've got Point Strike and Vital Sense. They're the basic increased critical chance and increased crit damage. So they're always good ones to have on. And then on the stat side of things, we have Rifle Stat, Rifle Aptitude, sorry. And that just gives a straight boost to your status chance. But then you also have the staple dual stat mods, Rhyme Rounds, which is frost damage with status damage, status chance, Thermite Rounds, fire with status chance, High Voltage, electric damage, and Malignant Force, which is toxin damage. So they're all pretty good mods to go along with as well. Do we want to go into some of the examples now, or leave that for a bit later?
Maybe do just examples of which ones are crit and which ones are status, I think, is helpful.
Yeah, okay. So for the crit side of things, realistically, every single sniper rifle can be built for crit, but there are two in particular, the Rubico Prime variant, and the... having a mind blank here. Snipertron. Got it.
Snipertron Vandal, yes.
Yes, Snipertron and Snipertron Vandal. So, yeah, basically, Rubico and Snipertron. They're the ones that are built for crit. Everything else is actually a mix of crit and status. There are a few, like the Vectus and the Vectus Prime. Well, the Vectus in particular is actually more status than it is crit, but when they come out with the Vectus Prime, it actually is 30-30 both ways. So, yeah, a lot of the sniper rifles can actually be built for status chance.
Cool. We did miss one status mod when I was making those notes. Sorry, Lucas. We missed the mod that increases status duration, and that is called Continuous Misery. If you are into that, it's a tough one for snipers, because snipers, in my opinion, when I use snipers, I want them to be as close to a single shot kill as possible. So I go for high damage on sniper rifles, which is why I like to build towards crit. And of course, if you're building an Eidolon killer, you want to build for damage anyway, because the Eidolons don't take status. They don't proc status, at least, so that duration's not going to help. Status chance is not going to help. You just want to build for that high damage. But yes, of course, it depends on your playstyle, but that's just me. So, yeah, I like to do Serration, Split Chamber, Point Strike, Vital Sense, and just a crap load of status damage mods. That's me. Do you have a preference your builds?
No, I'm pretty much the same way. I mean, there is one particular build I like for the Vectors, but for that, we're going to get you to talk about some of the special mods.
Yes, so there are a few special mods that Most of them actually work with all rifles, but they're particularly good with sniper rifles, mainly because of what they do. So there's Argon Scope, which is particularly good for increasing crit chance on headshots. Hammer Shot, Heavy Caliber. Those are two dual status mods, not dual status mods, but dual... They're special mods that have double effects. So Hammer Shot is crit damage and status chance, I think, or crit chance and status chance. I can't remember off the top of my head. I think it's crit damage and status chance. Gives you both. Heavy Caliber gives you increased damage at the loss of accuracy. And because sniper rifles are highly accurate over long distances, you'll find that it doesn't matter too much if, depending on how far away you are, the further away you are from an item, from a smaller object, the more likely it is that you're going to miss if you reduce your accuracy. But if you're playing against the Eidolons, I recommend chucking Heavy Caliber on, because the extra damage when you're shooting at large things is not going to is going to be useful. So Heavy Caliber is a good one on those high accuracy weapons, even though it does reduce your accuracy. Charge Chamber gives you 40% increased damage on your first shot in a magazine. So you just fire your weapon, reload, fire your weapon. Some of them have a single shot weapons, or you can reduce the magazine using different either ribbons or different mods. So they can be quite useful. And of course, there's Primed Chamber as well, which is, I think, the most or the rarest mod in the entire game, because DE only gives it out whenever the hell they feel like it. So I think it can sell for something like, I don't know, a ridiculous billion amount of platinum, something like 20,000 platinum or something. I think I've seen it for possibly even more.
Yeah, I think the cheapest one I found was actually 20,000 plat. And the most expensive one I found was around about the 80,000 plat. So yeah, Jesus. It's a pretty pricey mod, and that's quite understandable.
It gives you 100%. Yeah, 100% extra damage on that first shot. So it just basically makes it double as ass kicking as it already is. Is it necessary? Probably not. But wow, it'd be cool to have.
Yeah.
Did I miss anything?
Yes, you missed Depleted Reload. This is one of the mods I actually like using for a particular build, on the Vectis Prime, no less. And what it does is actually increases the reload speed, but decreases the magazine capacity. So the way it used to work originally on the Vectis is that the magazine capacity drop was so large, it would actually register as a zero magazine for the Vectis. Which means you could basically walk around with a sniper rifle that had virtually no reload and no time between fires. So it was brutally overpowered. But when they fixed it up, they've now reduced it so that on the Vectis and Vectis alone, it will be reduced down to one single bullet. And this works really well with the Charge Chamber. So you can always have that first chamber shot. Even better if you can get your hands on a prime chamber, but still works quite nice for a charged.
Depleted Reload. Very cool. Okay, so I did forget that one because I didn't even know about it, to be honest. All glory to the Hypno Lucas. There are a bunch of snipers in the game. Actually, there aren't as many as we thought there were, to be honest. The best snipers, in our humble opinion, are the Lanka, Snipertron Vandal, the Volker Wraith, the Vectis Prime, and the Rubico Prime. My personal favorites are probably, realistically, now the Rubico Prime. I used to love the Vectis Prime. When I first got the Volker Wraith, I really loved that. But then I got the Vectis Prime and I love that. And now I got the Rubico Prime and I love that. So I'm pretty much in love with my Rubico Prime at the moment, and I will be for quite some time. Do you have a favorite?
Well, the first sniper I actually used was a Snipertron Vandal. And I thought that was quite a sturdy weapon. But then I got my hands on the Vectis Prime, and with that one bullet magazine, it feels like you're firing a constant stream of ammo. It doesn't feel like you're reloading. The reload speed is ridiculously low. I think I got my reload speed at the moment to 0.6. So it's fast. It takes no time whatsoever.
Interesting. I might have to try that out. Yeah, I might have to try that out. Now, you have told me about it in the past, like 6 months ago. But, you know, I didn't listen because that's what I do best. Okay, so that was modding snipers. Is there anything you think we missed? I think we did a relatively good job for a general... Yeah?
There was one little thing I wanted to add in, and that's actually based on the codex in-game. Yeah, if you actually go into the codex and into the weapons section and search for snipers, you will actually find that the game, for some reason, has decided to label the Ferox, the Lens, Mita, Penta, Sakura Penta, Tonkor, Ogris, and Torrid as sniper rifles. I don't understand why. I just actually recently found out you can equip the Lens with the sniper ammunition, but we all know that's kind of useless because of what the Lens already has on it as a passive.
Mutation,
But no, that's yeah, I thought that was a little bit of an interesting tidbit just to...
Yeah, it is, and it's kind of weird. I mean, you came about it by typing in sniper into the search bar on the codex, so my thoughts are that there's probably somewhere in the text that includes sniper, but you did read through a few of them and didn't find the word sniper in there, so it's just strange that when you type in sniper, you come up with those weapons, especially the Tonkor. It's not a sniper at all.
Yeah, I was actually quite excited to see the Ferox as a sniper. You know, imagine
it kind of is,
but unfortunately,
doesn't have that zoom. Yeah, sights.
That would be awesome.
But anyway, interesting. Okay, and one little thing before we close off, Facebook did remind us, Lucas, that today was actually the first time, the day we became friends, in inverted commas, on Facebook 1 year ago. Facebook official friends 1 year ago. So I would imagine that this is the time last year where I finally asked for help in Warframe on the Australia and New Zealand Warframe group. Answered, and yeah, here we are a year later. So I just thought I'd call that out. It's our Facebook anniversary. they call it a friend anniversary, but they're wrong. It's a Facebook anniversary.
Friend anniversary on Facebook.
Yeah, crazy people. So anyway, let's close off. Thanks for listening to our second mini episode. Hopefully, it was helpful to you. Again, it's just general information for newer players or for mid-range players that are still yet to figure out some of this stuff. Any of you more advanced players, if you want to give us some tips, feel free to send them through to us. We have a Facebook page, Cephalon Squared. We have a Facebook group, Cephalon Collective. Twitter, we're at Cephalon Squared. Discord, you can find the invite links at the top of our Facebook and Twitter pages. I've pinned them there. Email, we have cephalonsquared@gmail.com. Of course, we have our YouTube page, Cephalon Squared, which needs to be updated. And you can reach out to us. If you have the Anchor app, you can send us a voice message directly there. Give us a rating on your podcast platform, which will help other people find out that we exist. My name is Greg Newbegin. I'm Mad Capsules on Twitter and pretty much everywhere across the net. And Lucas, tell us about yourself.
And I am Lucas. You can find me on Twitter at Silverlight, SILVRLGHT.
Beautiful. Thanks again to Jan at Disco_Box on Twitter for the intro and outro and all that jazz. Thanks for listening, and we will see you in just a couple of days with the overview of DevStream 118.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Cephalon Squared. If you'd like to contact us, send an email to cephalonsquared@gmail.com or get in touch via Twitter or Facebook. You can also join our Discord or send us a voice message via the Anchor app. See you next week!